This is the Straight Truth Podcast, biblical answers to difficult questions from a Christian worldview.
Pastor, next question is really from a woman's perspective. This question came in from a female listener. And her question is this: you know, where's the line of submission in dating when you're not married? And what she means is, you know, let's just paint a couple scenarios. Number one, if you're a young woman, 21 years old, you're still living at home, you're engaged to be married, but you're in your father's household, and you're submissive to your father. But now you're engaged to be married, you're pure, you're looking forward to this moment. When do you kind of shift over to being, you know, submissive in the Ephesians 5 sense to your future husband? Or is it marriage when that happens, or is it some earlier time? But then another scenario might be a little bit trickier. I'm interested in how you'll respond to this, is that if you have a woman who is, say, 30 or maybe even 35 years old, getting married a bit later, and is now engaged, but maybe she's not even living at home, how is it that she might be, you know, submissive to her father? Mm-hmm. Is she under her father's roof? And then also planning, also scenarios just that she's pure, ready to be married, but planning to be married to another Christian man. Is she submissive to him during that time period? Or is it just marriage?
Yeah, those are great questions. So if you think about the submission that exists in a marriage, you're talking about two roles that belong to a covenant relationship, to a one-flesh bond. You have a head and you have a helper. Mm-hmm. So the husband's described as the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the man. So there's a headship, helper relationship that exists in marriage. Well, that is exclusive to marriage, mm-hmm. right? That doesn't exist in a dating relationship. That doesn't exist in a courtship. That exists in marriage. So I would say in the sense of submission, marital submission, no woman is submissive to a man prior to their marriage, not in that sense. Mm-hmm. Now, there's that which pleases God in womanhood that ought to belong to the interactions that men and women have with one another. Men ought to be respectful of women in all settings. Women ought to deport, you know, carry themselves, handle themselves in a way that reflects what God loves in a woman. The Bible says He loves a meek and quiet spirit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a boisterousness, the kind of a leadership demeanor that is masculine in nature. You don't want that in any setting if you're desirous to be a godly woman. So I think even in the dating or courtship relationship, there's a sense in which a woman allows the person she's dating to take a lead role in ways. But I think some of these questions even sometimes, Josh, flow out of a misunderstanding of what submission is. You know, Jackie and I now have been married 39 years. You and Jen have been married a long time. I do believe that my wife fulfills what the scriptures teach about being a submissive wife, but we talk about everything, and I don't make unilateral decisions, and we talk about decisions that we make, and we correct one another, and there's conversation and interaction. Mm-hmm. So I think if you have a misunderstanding of submission, it makes it almost a dictatory kind of relationship. Yeah, true. Then you're not going to understand what I'm saying about the dating or courtship process. Mm-hmm. So no, you're not submissive to him until you're married, in the sense of marital submission. But you want to reflect godly womanhood even in the dating process.
Yeah, true.
And he does as well. In terms of the father of someone who's 30 years old, living on her own, you're still submissive to your father, in my view, until you're married. Doesn't necessarily mean you're living under the same roof even. But again, if we remember what submission is, then there's a willingness to be inclined to the counsel, the oversight of someone else. And so even a 30-year-old woman living outside her home, and she has a believing father.
Sure, yeah.
For sure. I mean, she ought to look to her dad for counsel, advice, leadership with respect to this person she's considering marrying. Having raised 4 children into adulthood, I can tell you, Jackie and I dealt with them differently when they were 6 than when they were 18. And if your children are not taking on more and more of a sense of independence as they get older, you're crippling them. So I'm not suggesting that a 30-year-old woman living outside the home is going to have the same relationship to her father as a 17-year-old. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying even though she's 30 and outside the home, she needs to be looking to her father. Until she's married, she needs to be looking to her father for some guidance counsel, direction. I think that's healthy and biblically right. So as dads, we need to take that seriously. You know, you think about a wedding ceremony where a father gives away his daughter.
Right.
I mean, what does that signify? You know, there's a watchfulness there that is being attested to when we give our daughter away in marriage.
So I'm thinking there could be a kind of odd entanglement here as it relates to the older woman, 30 years old, or even just 28 years old. Maybe she even has a career living out of the home, and now she's engaged, or now she's in a dating relationship, or maybe wanting to be. Is it too much for her? She's seeking her father's advice, but if the father's like, no, you shouldn't date this person, or no, you shouldn't date this person, and it's not like a matter of godliness, or are they a Christian or not? It's kind of that dictating sort of thing you mentioned earlier. That's not correct.
No,
right?
It's not correct. Yeah. And submission, proper submission is submission in a way that accords with truth.
Okay. Yeah.
So we know from 1 Corinthians 7 what the requirements are for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, speaking of widows who desire to be remarried, he said she can marry whomever she wants, only in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the requirement,
yeah.
A genuine believer. Now, we have to be honest with ourselves about whether or not we're dealing with a genuine believer.
Sure.
People have said, I want to marry him, and he's a Christian.
Yeah.
There's
and
no
fruit
in his
life.
Right. So if someone's asking me to obey them and it violates Scripture, I'm going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to obey the Scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not suggest that some sort of bizarre, controlling kind of relationship is something that a woman has to, you know, live a captive to.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. What I'm envisioning are healthy, godly families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have one son who was married when he was 30, and he was still looking to me for counsel and advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally on his own, totally a grown man living his own life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that sort of thing that I envision is 30 or 28 or 35.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until you get married, it's good to have a male figure in your life who is giving you counsel and oversight and direction. And for that woman, it would be your dad. And yeah, and you submit to counsel that accords with Scripture.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels. So be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.